We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Beis. We said that this halacha is based on Torah Ches in the second half of Likutei Moran, that's called Tiku Toichocha, which is the final Shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his lifetime, officially, on Rosh Hashanah, before he passed away, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Today's shir is dedicated for a refuah shalema for Chaviva Chana Basgalia, Moshe Yoina Ben Roiza, Michal Bas Rivka, Besoich Shar Chol Yisrael, together with all those that need refuahs and yeshuas. Avol kishaholchu Yisrael shloish yomim b'lei Torah. Rabbi Nosson Zal so far discussed reading the Torah on Shabbos. That Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the takona, gave us the halacha of reading the Torah every Shabbos. Avol kishaholchu Yisrael shloish yomim b'lei Torah. However, when the Jews were traveling in the desert after they left Egypt, and they were traveling for 3 days without Torah, omdu hanaviim shebeinehem, this is the wording in the Gemara, the prophets among them got up, v'tiknu, and they enacted sheyihu koirim b'sheni v'chamishi, that the Jews should have a Torah reading on Mondays and Thursdays, so that with Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos, there would never be a 3 day period without reading the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal says, Hanaviim daiko. Look at how the Gemara says it was the prophets that instituted this. Remember, we discussed earlier that Rabbeinu Zal said that one of the main problems that we have to deal with is koyach hamedame. One of the main things that blocks a Jew from having real, pure, solid emuna, faith, is the medame. And Rabbeinu Zal said the powerful force against medame is nevuah. That to counter medame, you need nevuah. Rabbeinu Zal Likutei Moran quotes the pasuk biyad hanaviim adame, that the neviim, with the power of nevuah, they can counter the medame, the demyonos, the fantasy, the imagination, the things that seem to be real but aren't, because nevuah is a real prophecy, a real, true, accurate vision of Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the choice of words that the Gemara used there. The Gemara says it was the Nevi'im, the prophets, that instituted the Torah reading on Mondays and Thursdays. Kimavoyer ba'Torah al, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, shekisha sitrachro yoinekes mehorachmonos. We know that rachmonos, kindness, is a very important, special thing. However, you can kill with kindness also. There's a concept of killing somebody with kindness. So Rabbeinu Zal there in Likutei Moran says that there are times that the sitra achra, the other side, draws from the kindness, and they bring the kindness into their domain where it becomes harmful to the Jewish people. Azai tzrichin bal koyach godol. Rabbeinu Zal says that when the sitra achra is drawing from the rachmonos, then tefillah, which is also called rachmi, the tefillah becomes defective. And we can no longer daven the way we usually daven. We can no longer use the standard channel for tefillah, which is a channel of rachmonis. But rather, then you need a bal koyach godel, you need a tzaddik who is very powerful, sheyispalel tefillah bebechinas din, who knows how to daven a non-standard tefillah, a tefillah in the format of din, shayidezeh nasin kol hatikunim hamavoyorim shom. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that through a tzaddik, who is a bal koyach, who knows how to daven the tefillah b'bchinas din, he will accomplish the whole list of tikunim that Rabbeinu Zal describes over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran. Ad shezoichen lebechinas ruach nevuah, which leads up to prophecy, shayidezeh ikar birur huemuna, which is what really, really clarifies and improves and perfects faith. And what kind of faith are we talking about specifically? Shehu emunas chidish olam. We're talking about a person believing in the fact that Hashem created the world brand new. There was nothing until creation, zero. The creation was yesh me'ayin, something from complete nothingness. Ayin shom kol ze heitev heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran, the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Ches, where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very elaborately. V'zehu bechinas kol hanaviim u'balei ruach hakodesh she'omdu liYisrael b'chol dor v'dor achar matan Torah al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu shehu rabon shel kol hanaviim. Rabbi Nosson Zal says, now we'll understand the purpose of all the prophets and the tzaddikim who had Ruach HaKodesh, who rose up in each and every single generation after we receive the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the leader of all prophets. Ki ikar birur hu emuna hu al yidei Moshe. Because the one who achieved the greatest level of clarifying emuna for Klal Yisrael was Moshe Rabbeinu, shenosan lanu es haTorah, who gave us the Torah, shehi ikar hanevuah, which is the real prophecy. That's the real book of prophets, and that's the real message that Hashem is giving to the world, the Torah, shehi kayemes ledoirois lonetzach, and the Torah is for all generations. Permanently, eternally, v'olecho ein lahoisif v'loy ligroya, and to the Torah we are not permitted to add, we're not permitted to subtract. There's a famous vort on this week's parsha, I believe. We're reading Parshas Toldos, where Esav and Yaakov Avinu try to get the blessing from Yitzchok Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu ends up coming in dressed up as Esav. And sure enough, he succeeds in getting the brachas that it seemed Yitzchok Avinu had wanted to give to Esav. Yaakov Avinu succeeds in getting the whole package. Then, right after Yaakov Avinu leaves, Esav walks in. And Yitzchok Avinu is in shock. What's going on here and everything? And when Esav reveals who he is, Yitzchok Avinu says, a terrible thing happened here. Somebody else came in, and they pretended to be you, and they took the whole package. They took the whole deal. Finished. So Esav starts pleading and begging. Is there anything left for me? Is there any blessing left for me? And he starts crying. He bursts into tears. And the Torah says, Esav bursts into tears. And the Torah goes on to say that because he was so sincere, because he cried and everything, Yitzchok Avinu had to give him something. So Yitzchok Avinu said that I gave everything away. However, it's conditional. If they follow the good book, if they follow the Torah, then they get everything. If they accept the yoke of Hashem upon them, they'll have all the blessings. V'hoyo kasher torid, but if they remove that yoke of Hashem from them, then uforakto uloy me'al tzavorecha, then you, Esav, will also remove the yoke that's on you. Because if they're religious, you have to serve them. You have to be subservient to them. Esav has to be subservient to Yaakov. But v'hoyo kasher torid, the Pasuk says, if they will remove that yoke from them, uforakto uloy me'al tzavorecha, then you will also be able to remove the yoke of servitude and battle and defeat them. Just like we find the Gemara tells a story. The Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra tells us that we know the Chashmonoim were about, today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Tomorrow we're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which has the major holiday of Chanukah. Chanukah is when the Chashmonoim were victorious over the Greeks. They defeated the Greeks and took over the kingdom of the Jewish people for a little bit over 200 years. The Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra tells us that at that point in time, a voice from heaven came out and announced that any servant who rebels against his master will succeed. Hurdus, Herod, was a servant of the Chashmonoim. He heard it. He rebelled. He killed all of his masters. The Gemara tells the whole story. Then he killed all the rabbis because he thought that they would disqualify him as king of the Jewish people. Because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, in order to be king of the Jews, it must be from among the brotherhood, mikerev achecha. He killed all of them except one, Bava and Buta, whole story. So we see that there is such a thing, that if the Jewish people, if we don't behave properly, the servant, Esav, is given permission to take over. The wording in the pasuk there is v'hoyo kasher torid. One of the commentaries writes that the word torid is tof resh yud dalid, 614. Meaning, not only if the Jews will do less than they're supposed to, but if they'll try to add to the Torah, there's 613 commandments in the Torah. If a Jew will try to make a 614th commandment, game over. The goyim take over, chas v'shalom. This is where Rav Nosson Zal quotes here the wording that the Torah is perfect. Ein lehoisif v'loy legroya. It doesn't need any additives, and you certainly don't want to subtract from it. K'moisham Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says in Megillah, page 2, she'ein novi rishoy lechadesh dovar me'ata, that after Moshe Rabbeinu, none of the prophets have permission to add to the Torah whatsoever. So then what is their purpose? What is their job? Ach kol hanavim vatzadikim bali ruach hakodesh shomdu achrei Moshe adayim hazeh. So therefore, however, all the prophets and the great tzadikim who had ruach hakodesh after Moshe Rabbeinu till today, Rav Nosson Zal, this is a question that I'm asked very often. Is there such a thing as Ruach HaKodesh today? Rav Nosson Zal says here, up until his time, Ad Hayom Hazeh, that there were tzaddikim who had a level of Ruach HaKodesh, Kulam loybo rak lohichiach es Yisroel alavoyin leseyem. After Moshe Rabbeinu, the mission of all the prophets and the tzaddikim is to reprimand the Jews, to put us into line, to get us back into line, to fulfill the Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu gave us. Bibichinas, koiloi shel Moshe, using the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likutei Moran explains that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who had the right voice for reprimanding Jews. You have to know how to do it correctly. If you reprimand the wrong way, you can make things much worse. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that the great prophets who came after Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddikim, they possess this coil of Moshe Rabbeinu, shenimshach al yidei ruach nevuah, which a person is zoicha to through prophecy. When a Jew is zoicha to get to a level of nevuah prophecy, one of the byproducts of that is that he is blessed with a voice. He knows exactly how to reprimand people properly, in a good, constructive way. K'moy shemavoyer shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains throughout that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there, study the Torah in Likutei Moran. Sheze b'chinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi, chapter 58. Kashoifor horeim koilecho. Hashem says to the prophets, lift up your voice like the shofar. Hanemar linyan nevuah. And that Pasuk is talking about prophecy, about the prophet giving over his prophecy. So what does that have to do with the shofar? The shofar is used to reprimand people, to wake people up. We blow the shofar on Elul and on Rosh Hashanah to say, hey guys, wake up. What are you sleeping for? You're not going to serve Hashem in your sleep. If you want to serve Hashem, you got to be awake, alert, get up. Get up in the morning to go to shul. Get up earlier to say slichas. So the shofar represents reprimand. And the pasuk says to the prophets, Hashem says to the prophet, horeim kashofar horeim koilecho. Lift up your voice like the shofar, because prophecy gives a person the ability to reprimand correctly. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'chol zeh hu machmas b'china hanal hamavor b'toranal. And all of this is because of what we mentioned earlier, which is explained over there in Likutei Moran, shehu ma shelefa'omim hasitra achro yoinekes mehorachmonos. It's based on the fact that sometimes the other side, the klipos, the tumah, the sitrachra, is able to draw from kindness. And when they're drawing from kindness, they mess it up. It's like when a snake drinks from water and injects its poison into that water, people can't drink that water anymore. So when the Sitra Achra puts its fangs into the Rachmanis, now the Rachmanis is defective. Now that channel is unavailable for Klal, can't use that channel anymore. But what do you mean? Tefillah is Rachmanis. The Gemara calls Tefillah Rachmanis. You're right. Cannot use standard type of tefillah anymore. V'oz nismay to Rachmanis etzleinu. When the Sitra Achra is drawing from the Rachmanis, then our connection to the Rachmanis gets shrunken. Ad sheboim kol hakilkulim hamevoyorim shom, which results in all the problems and all the trouble that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. V'hatikun hu, and what's the solution for this? Al yedei habal koyach shemispalel tfila bebchinas din. It's through the Bal Koyach, the great tzaddik, who has such power that he knows tefillah well enough, he knows standard tefillah, and he knows what to do when there's this kind of a crisis, when the Rachmanis is defective. Shaydeze nistakein hakoil. Through that tefillah bebechinas din, it's possible to fix everything. Ad shezoichen leruach nevuah, to the point where eventually it leads to prophecy, shehu bechinas kabola satoira, of which an example is when the Jews received the Torah on Har Sinai. That was a form of prophecy. It says, Hashem spoke to us face to face. V'chol ze nase b'chol dor u'b'chol eis b'kama b'chinois. And now Rabbi Nosson says, all of this takes place in every single generation, all the time, in many different variations. So here again, he's making it perfectly clear that even in our generations, there is a bechina, there is an aspect of prophecy, of Ruach HaKodesh, of tzaddikim who are great enough to daven tefillah bebechinas din. One example is those great tzaddikim who get up every night at Chatzois, midnight, and they say the tefillah of Chatzois. Rav Nosson Zal shows in other places that the tefillah of Chatzois is an example of a tefillah bebechinas din, where we say, Hashem, where are you? Where's your power? Where's your gvur? What do you mean? In davening, you're asking Hashem for power? You're pleading for kindness. There are certain tefillahs which include this tefillah bebechinas din, which is something very special. Ki af al pi shekvar kibalnu es ha-Torah yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, because although we received the Torah already from Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu ikar ha-tikun l'kol anal, which is the main solution to all the problems that we mentioned earlier, afal pikein, still, hasitra achra v'cheloiseho heim oirvin v'choitrin b'chol eis l'kalkel chasushon. The Sitra Achra is not dead. They are working, the Sitra Achra with all of its armies are working all the time and setting ambushes and shooting all kinds of missiles and rockets and everything to try to mess things up. Kol hatikunim hanimshoch ha-maidei ha-Torah. All the different tikunim that a person is able to receive from the Torah, the Sitra Achra is trying all the time to mess that up. All of that is included in what Rabbeinu Zal says there in paragraph 2 of that chapter on Likutei Moran Teiruches, shelefa'omim hasitra achra yoinekes me'arachmonis, that there are times when the sitra achra starts drawing from the rachmonis, they start drawing it to themselves, where we do certain mistakes which make us vulnerable and make the Rachmanis vulnerable for the Sitra Achra to grab it. Shaydeze kol hakilkulim chasashon. And that's the root of all the problems. Ki nismayit horachmanis etzleinu venase achzorius. Because when we do not have the full measure of Rachmanis, when we only have 10% of Hashem's Rachmanis, or 2%, the 98% of Rachmanis that's missing is replaced with kas and achzorius, anger and vengeance. Ad sheniktan hadas, to the point where it results in the das becoming lessened, because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that Rachmonis and Das go together. When the Rachmonis becomes defective, the Das becomes defective. V'niskalkalin hamoichim, and the brains get messed up. Sheheim mechitzois prusois b'fnei taivas niyuf. And Rabbeinu Zal there shows in Likut Imran that the wall, the barrier to protect a Jew from being attacked with bad thoughts, sinful thoughts about women, taivas niyuf, the walls that protect a person from that are the brains of the person. Rabbeinu Zal refers to them as mechitzois prusois b'fnei taiva. These are walls. When a person's brain is functioning properly, 100%, then the brain serves like a wall barrier to block thoughts, sinful thoughts, chas v'shalom, coming in. And when the brain becomes defective, like we just said here, when the Rachmonis gets messed up, automatically the Das gets messed up, and the Moyach is no longer able to block those thoughts. Ki hashloisha moichin hei mechitzois prusois b'fnei zois hataiva. Because the three parts of the brain are barriers that are spread out to block this taiva from controlling the person, from taking control of the person in their mind or in action, chas v'shalom. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Rabbeinu Zal over there in the Likut Imran speaks about Das and Rachmonis. Rav Nosson Zal says, let me crystallize this for you. Let me show you exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is referring to. Hainu ki ikar hadas, shehu ikar horachmonis, hu hatoira gdoisha. The real das of the Jewish people, which is the Rachmonis, the source of all Rachmonis, is our holy Torah. Shenosan lana, which Hashem has given us, bi ahavosoi ubechemlosoi olenu. The Torah tells us that Hashem's giving us the Torah was the greatest act of kindness that he could possibly do. Kindness is writing a check for $1 million, $1 billion. Hashem giving us the Torah is trillions of dollars. That's better. He did us more good than all the money in the world could ever buy. Bibchinas, as we say in davening every day, listen to these words. Chemla gedoyla visera chomaltolenu. Hashem, you showed us incredible, incredible kindness. With what? With giving us the Torah, it says over there. Hanemar le'inyan ha-Torah. Over there it's talking about the Torah Kedosha. So we see from that statement that the Torah is Das and Rachmonis. The Torah is the ultimate package of Das and Rachmonis. We mentioned in the past, the Bnei Yisachar says that you'll note that when we do Birkas Hamozon, after we eat a delicious, fantastic meal, and we bless Hashem, when we have a mezumen, when we have 10 people there, we say, Nevorech Elokeinu Sheachalnu Mishelo. We mention Hashem's name. If there's only 3 people, if there's less than 10, we can't say Hashem's name. We say, Nevorech Sheachalnu Mishelo. But if there's 10 people, we say, Nevorech Elokeinu. That's after eating. When a person gets called up to the Torah, when a person gets an aliyah to the Torah, we say, Baruchu Es Hashem Hamavoyroch. We use Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, not Elokim. So the Mefarshim ask, why? Isn't Yud Kei Vav Kei is kindness. Getting called up to the Torah is kindness, but isn't Hashem giving us food also kindness? And I believe it's the Tosfos Yontif that answers, Hashem created us. Hashem put us in this world. If he created us and he don't give us no food, that's not really fair. So he says that even from the side of Mishpat, Elokim represents justice. Even from an aspect of justice, it makes sense that if Hashem created us, he's going to feed us too. You know, he's going to give us food. That's why in Birkas Hamozain, the name Elokim is used, to imply that even though we definitely agree that Hashem giving us food and the sushi that we just had or the steak that we just had is definitely an act of kindness from Hashem also, but But it's also justice. It's also just and fair. Whereas the Torah HaKadosha, the Tosfos Yom Tov says, the Torah that Hashem didn't have to give us, He didn't have to, that's chesed. That's real chesed. And he says there's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, it says there, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha, Lahagid, that in the morning we speak about Hashem's kindness. He says the first letters of those words, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecha, spell the word Cholov. Cholov is milk. The Torah is compared to milk. The word Cholov is 40, referring to the Torah, which was given to us in 40 days on Har Sinai, number one. And the Torah is compared to milk, milk and honey, dvash v'cholov tachas l'shaymech. So this is again another proof, another where we see that the Torah is an act of kindness on the part, it's chesed. The Torah is rachmanas and the Torah is das. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is also what the pasuk says in Mishlei, chapter 31, V'toiras chesed ala shayna. She has the Torah of kindness on her tongue. V'hu ikar hadas v'amoichin. And the Torah is the seichel, the brains of a Jew. Sheheim mechitzois prusois b'fnei taivazois, which serves as the walls and the barriers to help a person keep out those bad thoughts, those sinful thoughts about women. B'bechinas, as the Gemara says in Sota, page 21, Oiraisa magna umatzla. The Torah shields and protects a Jew. From what? From what you need protection. From physical harm, and especially, most importantly, from spiritual harm, from being bombarded by these bad thoughts. Ukamesha Kosova, and as the Pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 2, Mezima tishmor alecha. The Torah will protect you from znus, from committing sins with women. Ukemoisham Rabbi Seinuzal, and as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, page 30, Borosi Yetzahara, Hashem says, I created the Yetzahara, Borosi Torah Tavlin, I created the antidote. The antidote is the Torah. So the Torah is everything, right? Ach, however, Kisha Sitrachra Yoinekes Meharachmonis, as when this Sitrachra is able to put its fangs into the Rachmanis, into the Chesed, into the Torah, Azai Niskalkel HaRachmanis. Then the Rachmanis gets messed up. Hainu, Shebechol Pam Mizgaberes HaSitrachra V'Cheloiseho Linoik MeHaRachmanis V'Adas Shuaterak Deshu. You should know that in every generation, the Sitrachra tries very hard to draw from the Rachmanis, from the Das, because they know that when they do that, we're going to be in big trouble. We, the Jews, are in big trouble. Which means they try to draw from the Torah. Shehu ikra hadas v'amoyach. The Torah is Das and Moyach. Ki ein chachma kechachma sa Torah. Because the Gemara tells us there's no chachma in the world like the chachma of the Torah. V'chol hachachma is chitzonius, and all the different forms of secular wisdom and knowledge, even though it looks smart, when you hear a doctor or a musician, when you hear any of these guys lecturing, talking about their knowledge of music or the sciences or the weather, you know, the meteorologists, all of these guys, they sound intelligent. Be'emes, Rav Nosson says, in reality, heim ksilus keneged chochmas haTorah. Compared to the wisdom and knowledge of Torah, their wisdoms are foolishness, nonsense. It's a joke in comparison. Kemoshekosuv b'hatorah dirshu Hashem. As Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 37 in Likut Imran, u'kemoshekosuv, and as the Navi says in Yirmiyah chapter 9, al yishalel chocham b'chochmosoy, gibor b'gvurosoy, osher b'ashrusoy. Smart people shouldn't pride themselves with their brains. The only thing a person can pride himself with is Haskel v'yadua oisi, Hashem says. If you know me, if you know about Hashem, that's seichel, that's the real seichel. The other stuff is for kids. The other stuff is little league compared to the seichel of the Torah. Aval ha-sitra achra mizgaberes linoik meharachmona samiti. However, the sitra achra works very hard to draw from the true rachmonas, shehu ha-toirah. V'roitzim lahamshich li'atzman ha-rachmonas. They're trying to draw the rachmonas to them. Now, hold on a second. What is this talking about? Is it talking about non-Jews learning Torah? What? Rav Nosson now is going to get very specific about a major problem that we have in Judaism, in Klal Yisrael, which is a form of the Sitra Achra drawing from the Torah. Shezehu ma'ashonu royim shem choytrim lahachnis zoro beveis Hashem. This refers to those people who try to inject outside extraneous things into the house of Hashem, into the Torah, into the Jewish educational system. They're not satisfied. They don't like Jews learning Gemara, Chumash, Halacha. That's not enough. They want to put something else into it. They want to throw a little pepper into it, a little ginger into it to spice things up. Lahachnis chochmos chitzonius b'toich ha-Torah k'dusha. They say, why should Jewish kids just be busy learning Torah? What about science? What about philosophy? What about psychology? Ulefarish ha-Torah, and they try to inject these chochmos chitzonius into the Torah itself. How? Ulefarish ha-Torah al pi darkeim horoim. They try to interpret things in the Torah to reinterpret. They're not satisfied with the Gemara's interpretation or Rashi's interpretation. They want to give a different interpretation to the story in the Chumash, to what happened with Yitzchak Avinu and the Akedah. So you say like this, I have another interpretation of what it was really all about. Shemegalim ponim batoira sheloi kalocha. And they end up revealing, trying to present new interpretations of the Torah that contradict our laws, that contradict the standard interpretations. Umahapchem divri elokim chayim ledarcheim, and they twist and pervert the holy words of the Torah and the commentary, the righteous commentaries of the Torah. They convert it to their ways, to conform with their ideology. Umachtzifin penehem, and they have the chutzpah, the audacity, voimrim, to say shekol kavanosam letoivas Yisrael, that they really are out for the benefit of the Jewish people. Why should Jews be spending all day studying Gemara and Halacha and getting nowhere? What kind of earning? Can you take your Gemara into the makolet and pay for the cottage cheese or for the chickens or for the turkeys? No. So if we're not going to give our children secular education, if they're not going to be studying these other things, they're just going to be lost. They're going to suffer. And we don't want to. We don't want to see Jews suffering. We want to make the plight of the Jewish people better. We want to change the Jewish education totally to include secular studies, so that they'll become people. They'll be able to live like people. Sheyeshlem rachmonis godoil al Yisrael. These people claim that they feel tremendous pity and love for the Jewish nation, for all Jews, even religious Jews, even Haredim, even Hasidim, they love them. But they just feel bad for them, al shehem nevoichem kol kach, over the fact that they're so confused. They don't know how to live correctly. Lefi daitam hara, according to these people's understanding. Dahainu, meaning, what's wrong? The fact that the religious people are only concerned about doing mitzvahs, and the only thing that they're learning is Gemara, Halacha, Musar, v'chulu, etc. V'heim shoiktim letakonas Yisrael barachmonas homar v'hamoror shelahem. And these evil people, they're the ones who are coming and saying that they're the ones who really care about the Jewish people. They really feel bad for the Jews that are in poverty and suffering and struggling with their bitter, evil type of rachmonis, Rav Nosson says. Their rachmonis is moror. V'roitzim lefatois ulohosis ulahachriach es Yisrael sheyelchu chas v'sholom b'darcheyem. And they try to seduce and to convince the Jewish people. And if that don't work, they're prepared to force, lachria, to force the Jewish people, sheyelchu chas v'sholem b'darcheim, to follow their path, asher kvar roinu ma shenimshach al yidei horachmonis shelahem. We've seen already what the results are of their rachmonis. What results when you mix together both a little bit of Gemara, a little bit of Chumash, and a lot of science, philosophy, a lot of that stuff. Shekol mi shenimshach achareim, the people that followed their methods. We're talking about the reform movement, the conservative, and this also found its way into modern Orthodox, v'chulu v'chulu. What happens to many of the people who follow that path, poirek oy legamri, they end up dropping religion. They end up not being Shomer Shabbos. They get involved into fields of work where you can't keep Shabbos. It's impossible. Kemavoyar b'chol ha-sforim ha-kdoshim, as is explained in all the holy books, shetzoyakim al zeh b'koil mar v'nimhor, who speak out against this in very bitter cries about what a terrible threat this is to Judaism. Again, nothing's coincidence. A few hours ago, middle of the night, I was on my way home from somewhere and turned on the radio, and they had a religious Knesset member speaking. His name is Eichler. I think he's a Belza Chosid, if I'm not mistaken, religious parties. And they were doing their usual gibber, trying to talk politics, all kinds of stupidity, insanity, nonsense. But this guy was strong enough and serious enough to call a spade a spade. You know, they were talking about the voting, what we're going to be voting soon and what's going to happen. He said, you want to know what it's really all about? It's not about this. It's not. and they're going to take Jewish boys from the yeshivas and put them in paddy wagons and take them to prison if they don't join the army. He said, you're full of baloney. They'll never, that's a joke. They're not that stupid. They don't want riots. They don't want to end up in cemeteries, these politicians and stuff. They don't want their houses burnt down. So they're not going to do that. They're going to do something much better. They're going to cut the budget. 2 billion shekel goes towards religious education now, or to religious education and different supplements for people who are in kolos, is that, for their kids, tipat chala, all the different things. That's where they're going to attack. They're not going to take bachur and put them in prison. They don't have enough room in the prisons. And it's going to cut. They'll simply take away the money. And they're figuring, they're assuming, if we starve them, if the Jews, if the religious people won't have money for bread and milk and things like that, maybe that'll change the rules of the game. Maybe then they'll comply with what we're looking for. What are we looking for? We're not looking to make them good soldiers. We're looking to make them good atheists. Soldiers, we got enough soldiers. Soldiers are hanging out. They don't know what to do with themselves. You're not allowed to shoot Arabs. You're not allowed to shoot Jews. Most of the time, you're not allowed to shoot Jews unless it's settlers and stuff. So the soldiers are just hanging out. So this is what it's really all about. And this is what Rav Nosson Zal is writing here. That first they try seduction. First they try to convince us that it's to our benefit, it's to our advantage to join their school system, to get rid of the halacha, certainly the chassid, musar, those things, you know, and replace it with a good, healthy, secular education. So that our kids, our boys, will also be wearing earrings in their ears and nose, and they'll also be smoking the same things, and also be needling the same, and they'll also move to the Silicon Valley in the Belt, where the hundreds of thousands of good Israelis who went through the Israeli secular education system, where are they now? They're in L.A. and Borough Park. They're in Chutz Lares because they realize, what in the world would I want to be doing in Israel? That's the last place on earth I want to be on. If I'm a nice secular Jew, if I don't eat kashrus, then why in the world would I want to be in Israel if I can be in Pablo Beach in California? So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Ukemavor bedvoreinu kam apamim." Many sforim scream about this. And in our sforum, Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal talk a lot about this. And now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol ze kolul badibur hakodesh hazeh, all of this is included in Rabbeinu Zal's holy statement. Shekosav Admor Zal, Rabbeinu Zal said, Shelefa'omim heim yonkim mehorachmonis. sometimes the Sitra Achra is drawing on Rachmanis. Sometimes they come with billy clubs and with guns, the Sitra Achra. Sometimes the Sitra Achra comes with sugar, with money, with treats. Come our way, join our school system, come our way. We'll give you all kinds of benefits and everything. Kikach murgal b'lashaynam hatomei, because Rav Nosson says this is their slang, this is the way they talk, umuva b'sifreim haroim, and this is what you'll find in their books, in their newspapers all over, shehem roitzim rak be'emes, that they're searching for the truth. They're trying to get down to the bottom. Why does the state of Israel have so many problems? Why do the Jewish people have so all over the world? They're trying to search for the truth. Ki yesh lohem rachmonus al narei b'nei Yisrael, because they really feel pity for the Jewish youth. Veroitzim lahadricham b'derech yeshara, and they want to lead them along a proper path al pi perushei ha-Torah shalahem, according to their interpretation of the Torah. Lishoil v'lavadoin, to lead them down into nothingness, into a big black hole, Rachmona Litzlan. And Rav Nosson Zal says, v'zeh ha-kilkul motzui b'chol doer b'kama b'chinoi shoinus. This destruction is found in every generation in different forms. There's many variations of this. Ki tekef achar matan Torah, because right after Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, before he came down the mountain, even before he went up to heaven for 40 days, before he had a chance to come down, niskaptzu al Aaron, the Jews formed a committee, and they ganged up on Aaron HaKohen, lasis lemesegel, to assist them in making a golden calf. She'omru gamkein, and what was their motto at the time? What was their... Shehumitzad harachmonas shalem, that it's this is they're saying this. They want this out of pity for the Jewish people. You kidding? We're going to leave the Jewish people like sheep without a leader? We have to have leadership. And if Moshe Rabbeinu is gone, what's wrong with having sushi or golden calf? You know, to lead the Jewish people. Kamuvan beparshasham, as we find there in Parshas Kisisa, sheamru, they said, what was their statement? Kum aseilanu elokim, they said to Aaron HaKohen, get up and help us make a new Hashem. Ki ze Moshe ho'ish lo yadanu mehoyaloi. Because this man, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know what happened to him. Shedivreim elu boitim kemat karois cherev. Rav Nosson says these words of theirs, they were stabbing the Jews like with a sword. Shemiskaptzim bekibutz godol, they gather together in large groups, big committees, lefakeach al takonas hahamoin, and they're analysts. What's their job? They're big analysts and therapists, and they're analyzing what the Jewish problem really is. What's really the problem with the Jewish people? Umerachamim aleihem, and they have pity on the Jews. Umevakshim lohem mi sheyelech lifneihem ladrichom baderach shem roitzim, and they're searching for a good qualified leadership that will lead the Jewish people the way they want to see the Jews led, misled. K'may shekosuf shem, as it says there in the pasuk, asher yelchu lifoneinu. This was the era of Rav talking, and they said, come, help, let's form a new leadership who will go before us. V'cheinu b'chol doer v'doer. And Rav Nosson Zal says this same problem, this same Erev Rav, repeats itself in every single generation, b'frat b'doer hazeh, especially in our generation. Rav Nosson Zal is talking in the early 1800s, when the Reform movement and conservative, when they were first really starting to gain power and speed. Kimuvon lemi sheboki ktsas bedivrehem vedarcheim horoim, as is clear to anyone who's knowledgeable in their ideology and their words and their path, sheoimrim bepihem, what the things they say, umemalim biyadeim lahat besforim alze, and again they have the audacity and they have the money to publish books. Publish a new Siddur, leaving out Israel, leaving out the state of it. The Reform movement, they made a Siddur, they left out Sion and Yerushalayim. Who needs? That's just going to cause problems for us. If we erase the state of Israel from Jerusalem, from Judaism, we can live comfortably in Scarsdale, in the places with, in Upper Westchester and other places, live nice with the goyim. Nobody will bother us. The Israel stuff is one of the main problems of the Jewish people. Delete it. You just hit the delete thing on the laptop on your Blueberry, and it's gone. No more Israel. Israel becomes Abaja. V'chol zeh hu bechina sanal. And all of this is tied into what we said before. Mashikosav leel, what we mentioned previously, shelefa'omim heim yoinkim eharachmonis. That there are times when the sitrachra is drawing from rachmonis. They're not coming from a side of din and gvura. They're coming in through the back door. They're coming in from a place that you wouldn't expect it at all. You would think you would see secular people saying, kill the Jew. And this Knesset member said, we have that also. We have the guys who write in newspapers today, in secular newspapers, in the Israeli democracy. There are writers that write that the religious people belong back in Auschwitz, that they are a cancer to the word cancer, Sartan. Again, this great, wonderful democracy of ours, these guys don't get put into jail. If a religious guy screams, yells Shabbos, they bring out the horses and the paddy wagons and the cats, the whole animal brigade to put him in jail. But if a non-religious Jew writes that the religious people are a cancer that needs to be removed from this country, nobody's yelling. So that's coming from Gvura. But this Knesset member said, that's a little problem. That's a couple of crazies. The real problem is the majority who are not looking to kill, to cut out the religious Jews, they're looking to convert them. We're looking to have them join our way of life, to drop the religious stuff, to drop the Gemara, drop the Halacha. Torah, fine, we'll reinterpret it. There's no problem. We'll reinterpret it to conform perfectly with a complete secular way of life. Rest on Shabbos. Where can you rest more than at the beach? Anybody knows that. You go to the beach, you spread out the towel, you're sitting in the sun. What could be more restful than that? Vaidezebo taivas niuf. And when the das, when the rachmonis becomes defective, and the das becomes defective, so the walls are not up to block the bad thoughts, the sinful thoughts, this increases taivas niuf. Veniskalkel hatfila chas v'shom. And then the tefila becomes defective. Can't use standard tefillah anymore. The only one who can fix this is the great, great tzaddik, the Bal Koyach, shemispalel tefillah bebechinas din, who knows how to change channels. He knows how to switch to the channel of din and gvura, ad shenimshach ruach nevua, which results, and by following the path of that great tzaddik, it leads to a spirit of prophecy. And this is the story behind all of those prophets who came after Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheboim Rak Lohichiach Es Yisrael L'Kayim Es HaTorah Be'emes. Their mission was to reprimand the Jewish people, to get us into line to fulfill the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu properly, with its proper interpretation, no false interpretations. Ki ikar hatikun al yodam, because the main tikkun comes from these prophets, these great tzaddikim who were zeichet nevuah. Ki kol nevuah sam nimshach mehabal koyachanal, because where does their prophecy come from? The prophecy comes from the great tzaddik who possesses that koyach. Sha'al yodoi ikar hatikun. He's the one who has the ability to make the real solution to all of this. Vechein bechol dor vador. And so too throughout all the generations. Kol hatzadik emes, yesh lehem bechinas ruach nevuah gamato. All the true tzaddikim possess a degree of prophecy, a degree of ruach nevuah even today. Kemavoyer sham heitev, as Rabbeinu Zal explains very clearly over there in Likut Emran, in Torah Ches in Likut Emran. V'alkein, and therefore, Hanavim, the prophets, kishero shaholchu Yisrael b'midbar shloish yamim b'loy mayim, when they saw that the Jews were going through the desert 3 days without water, shehu machmas shenismatu meimei hadas, Water refers to physical water, but water is also the term used for das. Das and rachmonis, in spiritual terms, are called meimei hadas, meimei harachmonis. So when these prophets saw that the meimei hadas were going down, shehein bechinas kamayim layam mechasim. We know the Torah speaks about das. It says in the future, the world is going to be filled with das like the water that covers the ocean floor. So we see that das is also called mayim, the waters. Shehu bechinas ha-Torah, shezeh nimshach rak mehorachmonis the sitrachra kanal. And what causes a deficiency? What causes a defect in the das and the rachmonis? What causes it is when the rachmonis is in the hands of the sitrachra. Alkein omdu v'tiknu shi yisrael koyom gam b'sheni v'chamishi. That's when the prophets rose up and declare and made a new enactment that the Jews should lay in the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. K'dei shlo yavru shloish yomim b'lei Torah. Said they shouldn't allow 3 days to go by without Torah. V'alkein tiknu b'sheni v'chamishi daika. Why did they pick Monday and Thursday? Ki b'sheni v'chamishi ozu b'chinas dinim. Because Monday and Thursday are days of din, gvura. Hold on a second. In yesterday's shir, in the previous shir, and 2 shirim ago, we spoke about Monday and Thursday as being days of ratzon, with the days when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven and Hashem forgave the Jews completely for the golden calf. We said Monday and Thursday are days of ratzon. Isn't that contradicting? No, definitely not. As we'll see in a moment, it's both. Monday, and Rav Nosson Zal is going to prove his case here perfectly, that Monday and Thursday are days of givura, midas hadin, which if the great tzaddik comes along, the tzaddikim, their mission is to convert din to rachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the anger of Hashem, which is Monday and Thursday, and converted it to rotzon, to yud gemu mido sherachmim. That's what the tzaddik is all about. Kemuvon bekavonois, as we find in the writings of Arizal, sheyoyim sheni hu bechinas gevura, v'yoyim chamishi hu bechinas hoid, shehu gamkein anaf hagvura kiyadua. We know that the 7 days of the week correspond to the 7 spheros, the 7 midos of Hashem. Sunday is chesed, chesed's on the right. If Sunday is chesed, what is Monday? Monday is gvura, on the left. What is Tuesday? Tuesday is teferes, Tuesday is in the middle. By Tuesday it says kitoiv twice. Wednesday, we go again to the right. Wednesday is netzach, which is on the right side, under chesed. That makes Thursday hoid, which is on the left side, under gvura, and so on and so forth. So we see that Monday and Thursday are Gevura and Hoid, which are Gevurais. V'alkein, Bohem, Botedinim, Yoishvim. And that's why the Gemara says in Baba Kama, page 82, that when did the Jewish courts, when did Bezin have their session? On Monday and Thursday. V'alkein, Tzrichin Oz, Be'yoyser, Laham Shechalatzmoy, Koyach, Atfilu, Bechin, Azdin, Shalabal Koyach. And that's why on Monday and Thursday, we need that special tefillah bebechinas din of the Bal Koyach, of the powerful tzaddik, shaloitinoik hasitrachra mehadinim. So that the sitrachra, when there's din, the sitrachra says, that's me, guys. The left side, that's me. So the sitrachra wants to draw from din, and it takes a very powerful tzaddik to be able to grab the din and hold it, control it, and use it for that tefillah bebechinas din, not allowing the sitrachra to misuse it. V'alkein noyagin laharbois betachnunim utfilois harbe b'sheni v'chamishi. Now you'll understand why we say tachnun on Monday and Thursday. On Monday and Thursday we had a few pages of extra prayers. K'dei laham shecholeinu koyach shel abal koyach anal, in order to draw upon ourselves the power of the great tzaddik who's called the Bal Koyach, sheyochol bekoychol lespalel tefillah bebechinas din, who has the power and knowledge, who knows how to give forth a tefillah bebechinas din. Ki oz tzrichen tefillois v'tachnunim harbe moed. Because on Monday and Thursday, when there's din, you need many, many prayers So that the Sidrachra shouldn't be able to draw from the tefillah via the channels of din. But rather we, by pouring on extra prayers that we don't usually say, staying in shul another 5-7 minutes to say tachnun, lo'ore rachmo v'aleinu, to arouse Hashem's kindness on us, that Hashem should shine down upon us the power of that Bal Koyach, who knows how to daven that tefillah in the form of din, which accomplishes all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal lists over there in chapter 8 in Likutei Moran, Ad shezoichin lebechinas ruach nevuah, until we climb a ladder, going from step to step, as Rabbeinu Zal shows there, until we get to a level of prophecy, shehu kiyum haTorah, which is total fulfillment of the Torah, shaydeze nistakein hakol, and then everything gets fixed. Alkein, therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, now you understand why the Gemara says that when it comes to Kriya Satoira, the prophets got up and they're the ones who issued this declaration, this new minhag, this new law of laning on Monday and Thursday. Alkein omdu hanavim daika. Why doesn't it say rabbis? Why doesn't it say leaders? Why does it say prophets? The prophets rose up, v'tiknu li Yisrael, shiukoyrim batoira b'shem chamishi daika. And they're the ones who made this takona to read the Torah on Monday, Thursday, Shem Yemei Din, which are days of Din, Kedei Shekol Yisroel Yamshichu Alem Adei Kriya Satoira B'tzipur Koyach HaBal Koyach Na. So that the entire Jewish people, by listening to the reading of the Torah, we would draw upon ourselves the power from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're drawing that Koyach. Shemisham nimshach ruach nevuah, from which prophecy comes from. Remember, the Torah itself is prophets. Shehu bechinas haTorah, that's the Torah. Kedei lizko is gamkein bimei hachoel lahamshich kedusha Shabbos, and thereby allow us the privilege on weekdays, on Mondays and Thursday, to be able to get a taste of Shabbos. Shabbos we read the Torah. Monday, Thursday we also read the Torah. Liskois levarer emunas chidesh olam, and thereby purify our faith in Hashem. Remember, we said all of this was about getting rid of the medame and being zeicher to a real clear emuna, even in chidesh olam, ad sheyanimshach b'chinas chidesh olam shelosid, so that we should be worthy of Hashem renewing the world again, doing the world over again, brand new in the future. Ad sheyanimshach b'chinas hakoil hamashke sagan, to the point where it will lead to that voice, the voice of Hashem, which is what nourishes the garden, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likutei Moran, shehu bechinas koil hanigun sheyisar losid. That refers to that beautiful song that's going to be activated in the future, shehu shir poshut kofel, the song which is single, double, triple, quadruple, which we mentioned, sheoila ayin beis, which equals 72, as we discussed in the previous year. And that's what would give us the ability to reprimand the Jewish people properly, in a good, healthy way, not to turn them off, not to turn them away, but to bring them close with the reprimand. V'nestakein hakoil, and then everything gets fixed. Kumei shekos of shom, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Now you'll understand another incredible thing. How come when we daven Shachris, there's no musical notes there? How come when we read the Torah, there's this additional problem that the Bal Kori has to struggle with to memorize the musical notes, the trup? He's got to practice and study and read it with the trup. What's that all about? What's the music stuff combined with the Torah? In order to draw upon ourselves the sound of that special song, that song of the future, that song from which the great tzaddikim who know how to reprimand people properly, they tap into that song. Shehu govoya min hakoil, which is above everything. Song is the highest level in holiness. ki yesh b'hatoira tanto, because the Torah is comprised of four components. The tes stands for the tamim, the musical notes. That's the highest level in Torah. The nun stands for nekudais, the vowel. That's level number two. Under that, you have the tagim, the crowns. And the last level, the lowest level in Torah, is the letters of the Torah. V'hatamim, shem b'chinas nigun, the ta'amim, which is the song of the Torah, gevoyim min hakoil, is above all the others, kemuva, as the Zohar HaKadosh tells, as the Torah tells us. Ki ha'tamim, shem b'chinas nigun anal, because the ta'amim, which is the song, heim b'chinas shemayin beiz kemuva, that corresponds to the highest level name of Hashem, the Shem Ayin Beis, Yud Kei Vav Kei, in the format of 72, Kemuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, which is the highest configuration of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shezeh Bechinas Hashir V'Anigin Anal, this is that special song, She'oila Ayin Beis, Kaminyan Chesed, which adds up to 72. Remember the single, double, triple, quadruple, Yud, Yud Hei, then Yud Hei Vav, then Yud Kei Vav Kei, which adds up to 72. Keminyan Chesed, which equals Chesed, Kemoi Shekosov Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Ubishvil Zeh, paragraph Gimel, just another few lines. Ubishvil Zeh, Koyrim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Shloisha. Now you'll understand also why on Monday and Thursday we invite three people to the Torah, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Shehem Bechinas Chachma Bino Das. Those three people represent the three Moichen that we spoke about earlier. There's three parts to the brain that serve as barriers to keep out the bad thoughts. L'sakein Bechinas HaShloisha Moichen Anal, Shiu Mechitzais Prusais, to fix up the Moichen so that they should be solid walls to keep out the bad thoughts. Shehem Bechinas Shloisha Minei Rachmonis. And this also corresponds to the three types of Rachmonis that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in the Kutimran, Bechinas Sholosh Tfilos Bayoim, which are the three prayers which we say, the three standard prayers which we say every day, Shachris Mincha Mariv, which are all about, which are Rachmi, Rachmonis. Sorry that we didn't break it up more, but there was a flow that we had to keep going. Got it?